Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Monday morning and 33 degrees with a partly cloudy sky. Five coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the U.S. as more people who recently traveled to the infected region in China show symptoms.
New cases Sunday were confirmed in California and Arizona. While the outbreak has proven deadly in China, killing dozens and sickening hundreds more, American patients have been more fortunate, remaining isolated but generally in good condition. The virus, according to health officials, can cause coughing and wheezing and could lead to pneumonia. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it expects more cases to be confirmed in the U.S. as they screen passengers into major airports with connections to Wuhan, China. More than two dozen suspected cases are being investigated. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper was injured early Saturday in a crash in East Wichita. It happened just after 12:15 a.m. on Kellogg, just west of Hillside. The trooper was inside his vehicle and pulled over on the outside shoulder with emergency lights on when the vehicle was struck from behind by an eastbound Jeep. Both the 22-year-old trooper and the 41-year-old driver of the Jeep were taken to Wesley Medical Center with minor injuries. Kellogg was reduced to one lane for a couple of hours.
Four states along the Missouri River are joining forces to look for ways to avoid the kind of flooding that caused millions of dollars in damage last year.
Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas are pooling their money to pay for half of a $400,000 study with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to measure how much water flows down the Missouri River. State officials hope to present a united front to federal officials to gain more influence over how the river is managed after devastating floods in 2011 and 2019. Officials from the states plan to meet next month to decide how to proceed. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Half of registered voters say the Senate should convict President Donald Trump in his impeachment trial and remove him from office, according to a Fox News poll released Sunday. Fox's Kevin Cork has details.
On impeachment, 50-44, voters think the Senate should convict and remove the president from office. Democrats at an 81% clip believe so. Republicans disagree at a clip of 84-16. Now, what we have seen in the past, most of this is, of course, split along party lines. No surprise there. But I also think I should tell you this. Independents on that latest survey, by about a 19-point margin, 53-34, feel like the president should be removed from office. As for the White House, you pointed it out with your conversation there with Leland. They're working here at the White House, getting ready for day two of testimony over on Capitol Hill, a chance for the president to have his side of the story discussed.
It's still unclear if new witnesses will be called in the president's trial.
Grammy night proving historic for 18-year-old Billie Eilish. The singer-songwriter from Los Angeles swept all the major awards for the do-it-yourself album she made with her brother in a bedroom of a home where they grew up. She gave voice to young people suffering from depression and paid tribute to her fans upon winning one of her trophies. No artist has swept the top four awards since Christopher Cross back in 1981.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. High pressure is tracking southeast across the plains today. That's going to keep our weather fairly uneventful, but things will be changing overnight into Tuesday morning. Our high this afternoon, 47, a mix of rain and snow overnight. Our low near 30, that will then likely transition to snow on Tuesday with 1 to 2 inches possible. Our high 34. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 33 degrees with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:34 here on a Monday morning, January 27th, and with us this morning, special guest, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us. Are you with us there now, Mayor Whipple?
I think I'm with you. 1 minute.
That must have been the...
Can you guys hear me?
You got your, we got you loud and clear now. Thank you.
Thanks. Sorry, guys. It's a Monday. Bear with me. I'm in here drinking coffee, trying to get my week in order.
You know, that's kind of what Ted and I have been doing this morning. We had a couple of boo-boos this morning, but everything's going pretty smooth right now. So at any rate, thanks for coming on with us this morning. You and I have never met, but I just want to congratulate you, first of all, for winning the election and bringing a new face to Wichita's government. So congratulations to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I'm new here, and I think I'm still being hazed because the number that they left for you guys is actually the wrong number. So I almost didn't make it into this call, but I found the right number, and I'm glad to be here with you.
You know what? That's probably some of those hackers are getting on that.
That's right.
All right. You know, and I just want to ask you, you've only been at this a couple of weeks now, but what are your impressions so far of the job and of the city, of the people you're working with? What are your impressions?
Well, so far it's the professional staff has been amazing. Doing, you know, they call it onboard training, where I go to the departments and they pretty much give me a rundown on what they do. That part has been amazing. Really trying to figure out both the process and the culture of City Hall has been part of my. I wouldn't say struggle, but part of my setback, because it's so different than a legislature, you know, on how to get policy started and going. And then I got to make nice with my colleagues here, which, you know, has been good. I joke that I heard before I got here when I was doing training, I was parked in the parking for the council members, and one of them tried to get my car towed. So, if that tells you anything about how we're all getting along, then there you go. I'm pretty sure he was joking around anyways, but it's kind of funny where right now I'm trying to figure out, it's like moving into a new high school, you know. I'm trying to figure out who my friends are, who I still have to warm up to.
What motivated you to want to run for this office? I know you had served in the state legislature, but what motivated you to run for Wichita mayor?
Well, really, at first, it was just to make sure that Wichitans had a clear choice. You know, a lot of times when we have the local elections, the candidates really don't differ too much on policy. They might differ a little more on personality. When my wife and I thought about this, we looked back at my legislative career and on the stuff that I worked on, and really it was about Wichita and pushing Wichita forward. So that's what got us on the ballot. And then through the campaign, we went out and spoke with people and knocked doors and talked to different groups. And we have this bottom-up approach to policy. And really, some of the top issues were community safety and transparency and restoring trust in our local government. So those are the type of stuff that we heard. And then we put that into policy and put it out there for the people to decide on, you know, who's going to be best bringing those policies to the forefront these next few years.
You have got some really, really exciting things going on as far as the, you know, the stadium and different things like that. But also, that's a pretty good challenge on that east bank of the river and what we're going to do with that. And that's going to be quite a process ahead. What do you look for there?
So there's a few things going on. I think that a lot of people are focused on downtown development, and that is a great opportunity for us. We also have to stabilize the economy. You know, Spirit's doing me no favors right now. I know it's more Boeing's fault than Spirit's fault. But also, getting back to the core issues such as public safety and supporting our first responders. But if we do it right when it comes to the East Bank, we can rival Tulsa. We can rival Oklahoma City. And keeping some of that, those staycation people in our region who might go down for a few days to Oklahoma City, to their waterfront. We want to make sure that Wichita is an option for them to come to as well. The trick is to be bold and to think big, but also to make sure that we're listening to the public. So whatever happens as far as development, it's accepted by the public. Because if not, then it'll really be doomed to fail. That's how communities mess up.
Of course, the one thing that people keep mentioning, Century 2, do we keep it? Do we do something else? I would imagine, well, do you have a position on that, one way or the other?
To be honest, I'd like to see it go up for a vote. I think a lot of this will likely have to go up to a vote. They're talking about doing different phases of implementing this plan, and it's a huge 10-year plan, and it probably would take longer than that. to really go from where we are now to, you know, what the proposal is. So if I had it my way, I would say that, you know, let's start on something everyone agrees with, which is a world-class modern performing arts center. You know, start with that. And then I think as trust builds, then we can go on to the other phases of the plan. Now, I'm not sure everyone on the council agrees with that. So, yeah, you know, that's going to be something we work out as far as how we get there. But, yeah, I trust the people. I think this is a somewhat of a lengthy battle on both sides. You know, there's support on both sides. But also we need to ask the question, what are we going to do with Century 2? Yeah. And that's something that gets beyond just kind of the emotional attachment to the building. But also, well, if we kept it, what's its new purpose? Because I think the majority of people agree that, yeah, let's get a performing arts center that's modern and state-of-the-art. So what's the next step for Century 2? And the former mayor, and I agree on this, where I'm not sure we asked that question enough. You know, he's made comments about how we need to go further in that discussion, possibly even doing a study. So I think that, you know, we need to show the public that we've done our due diligence.
All right. Well, listen,
which is a big word for a Monday.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate your time. And again, congratulations and good luck to you in the new job as the mayor of Wichita. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Brandon Whipple, the new mayor of Wichita. It's the first time on with Steve and Ted here on this Monday morning. 7:41 now. Keep it here. We've got the national recognition for Wichita's airport. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is going to be with us. And, of course, we have traffic and weather on a Monday morning. On the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Want to take more of your favorite?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.